Sometimes it is so hard to trust God with our whole heart. Well, hello there. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast, and we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. How's it going? How you doing today? I'm glad you're here. Welcome. Today our reading is Proverbs 1 through 3, and I'm calling the episode, No Leaning Here. The show notes page for today's episode is lifespringmedia.com/S12E155. Also, I'm still looking for somebody to help with the episode transcripts. If you'd like to participate in the value-for-value model of donating time, talent, or treasure to help support the show, and you'd like to donate some time, let me know at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Now, before we get started reading today, I want to give you a brief introduction to Proverbs. The book of Proverbs was written by Solomon, King David's son. Solomon is commonly thought of as the wisest man and the richest man who ever lived. His wisdom was a gift given to him by God as a result of the prayer he made upon his ascension to the throne at the death of his father. Instead of asking for wealth or victory over his enemies or power, he prayed a simple prayer asking for wisdom to lead God's people. And God was so pleased by Solomon's prayer that he not only granted him great wisdom, but he gave Solomon the things that he could have asked for but didn't. The book of Proverbs is primarily a collection of short, often just single-sentence teachings or nuggets of truth. They're thoughts and ideas that God revealed to Solomon. Remember, it has long been the belief by Orthodox Christianity, and it is my belief, that the Bible was written by men as they were verbally inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these are not merely the thoughts of a wise man, but they are truly from the mind of God Himself. Now, the first chapter's introduction tells us that these proverbs will benefit anyone who heeds their teachings, and anyone who does not is a fool who will come to destruction. It tells us that we'll learn wisdom if we put them into practice in our own lives. There's also a character that we'll see who is recurring throughout the book, and that is the personification of wisdom as a woman. In verse 20 of chapter 1, we'll see wisdom shouting in the streets and marketplace, chiding those who refuse to listen to her teaching, and encouraging those who will to listen. All right, I think that's enough introduction. Let's read the scriptures together. Proverbs chapter 1. These are the proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, and king of Israel. They will help you learn to be wise, to accept correction, and to understand wise sayings. They will teach you to develop your mind in the right way. You will learn to do what is right and to be honest and fair. These proverbs will make even those without education smart. They will teach young people what they need to know and how to use what they have learned. Even the wise could become wiser by listening to these proverbs. They will gain understanding and learn to solve difficult problems. These sayings will help you understand proverbs, stories with hidden meanings, words of the wise, and other difficult sayings. Knowledge begins with fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn fools hate wisdom, refuse to learn. My son, listen to your father when he corrects you, and don't ignore what your mother teaches you. What you learn from your parents will bring you honor and respect, like a crown or a gold medal. My son, those who love to do wrong will try to trick you. Don't listen to them. They will say, "Come with us, let's hide and beat to death anyone who happens to walk by. We will swallow them whole as the grave swallows the dying. We will take everything they have and fill our houses with stolen goods. So join us, and you can share everything we get." My son, don't follow them. Don't even take the first step along that path. They run to do something evil, and they cannot wait to kill someone. You cannot trap birds with a net if they see you spreading it out. But evil people cannot see the trap they set for themselves. This is what happens to those who are greedy. Whatever they get destroys them. Listen, wisdom is shouting in the streets. She is crying out in the marketplace. She is calling out where the noisy crowd gathers. Fools, how long will you love being ignorant? How long will you make fun of wisdom? How long will you hate knowledge? I wanted to tell you everything I knew and give you all my knowledge, but you didn't listen to my advice and teaching. I tried to help, but you refused to listen. I offered my hand, but you turned away from me. You ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. So I will laugh at your troubles and make fun of you when what you fear happens. Disasters will strike you like a storm. Problems will pound you like a strong wind. Trouble and misery will weigh you down. Fools will call for me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me. That is because they hated knowledge. They refused to fear and respect the Lord. They ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. They filled their lives with what they wanted. They went their own way, so they will get what they deserve. Fools die because they refuse to follow wisdom. They are content to follow their foolish ways, and that will destroy them. But those who listen to me will live in safety and comfort. They will have nothing to fear. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, pay attention to what I say. Remember my commands. Listen to wisdom, and do your best to understand. Ask for good judgment. Cry out for understanding. Look for wisdom like silver. Search for it like hidden treasure. If you do this, you will understand what it means to respect the Lord, and you will come to know God. The Lord is the source of wisdom. Knowledge and understanding come from His mouth. He gives good advice to honest people and shields those who do what is right. He makes sure that people are treated fairly. He watches over His loyal followers. If you listen to Him, you will understand what is just and fair and how to do what is right. You will gain wisdom, and knowledge will bring you joy. Planning ahead will protect you, and understanding will guard you. These will keep you from following the wrong path and will protect you from those who have evil plans. Such people have left the straight path and now walk in darkness. They enjoy doing evil and are happy with the confusion it brings. Their ways are crooked. They lie and cheat. Wisdom will save you from that other woman, another man's wife, who tempts you with sweet words. She married when she was young, but then she left her husband. She forgot the marriage vows she made before God. Going into her house leads to death. She will lead you to the grave. All who enter lose their life and never return. Wisdom will help you follow the example of good people and stay on the right path. Honest people will live in the land, and those who do right will remain there. But the wicked will be forced to leave. Those who lie and cheat will be thrown out of the land. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding! For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the deeps were broken up, and the skies drip with dew. My son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it," when you have it with you. Do not devise harm against your neighbor while he lives securely beside you. Do not contend with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not chase any of his ways. For the devious are an abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Though he scoffs at the scoffers, yet he gives grace to the afflicted. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor.
Okay, I already talked about chapter 1 a little bit in the introduction, so let me say that in chapter 2, we were encouraged to pursue wisdom, because in so doing, we'll come to know God. Now, if that's not a worthy endeavor, I don't know what is. Much of the teaching in chapter 2, and actually most of the book, is directed at one of Solomon's sons. So the teaching is especially applicable to a young person just starting out in life, but really, the lessons, as noted earlier, are good for everyone. Now, Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Let's talk about that a little bit. Here's a guy, Solomon, who could very easily be tempted to lean on his own understanding, if ever there was one like that, being as wise as he was, being given wisdom by God himself. But Solomon had evidently learned that it's better to trust in the Lord with all your heart than to lean on your own understanding. Let's face it, sometimes it is so hard to trust God with our whole heart, right? Sometimes the bills pile up and we don't see any way out. Sometimes we're misunderstood or mistreated. Tragedy strikes us or our family. We lose our job. Bad things happen, even to good people. And sometimes we look up and say, "God, are you there? Do you see what I'm going through? Why don't you help me? I need you now." And sometimes it seems as though our prayers aren't heard. It seems as if God has just turned a deaf ear. Beloved, those are the times when we tend to lean on our own understanding, right? We take the wheel. After all, something's got to be done. We've all been through times like that, haven't we? But it's when life gets hard that God is giving us an opportunity to grow. Hang in there. Remember the promises of God. They don't change, and He never fails. Never. Even in the darkest times of my son's illness several years ago, the lovely lady Leanne and I never gave up on God. And slowly but surely, Stephen recovered. And at every turn, we prayed and we praised. Now, I don't know what you're going through right now, and I don't know what God's plan is for you. But I do know that trusting in Him with all your heart is infinitely better than leaning on your own understanding. What do you think? Let me know at lifespringmedia.com/S12E155. Our reading tomorrow will be Jeremiah 47 through 52 and Lamentations 1 and 2.
Boost, boost, boost.
I got a very nice note today from Ellie Collins. The subject line was, "Thank you." She says, "Hi, Steve. I'm so glad you're doing well and back to doing the things you do best." Thank you, Ellie. "I've recently got back to listening to podcasts," Ellie says. "I'm really enjoying listening and reading the Word. You have a way to communicate God's Word with love and so much understanding. Thank you, Steve. May the Lord bless you richly." Signed, Ellie. Well, Ellie, that is so sweet. Thank you so very much for saying that. For those that don't know, Ellie Collins is my sister-in-law. And a few years back, I interviewed her on the LifeSpring podcast because she has an amazing, amazing story. And she wrote a book called Crossing Over about her story. I did a 3-part interview with Ellie, and I'll put links on the show notes page if you'd like to listen. It's an amazing, amazing story. Ellie, God bless you, and thank you for the note. On this date in church history, February 3rd, 1832, William H. Doan was born. He was an American Baptist hymn writer and editor of Sabbath School Gems in 1862 and the Baptist Hymnal in 1886. He also composed the hymns To God Be the Glory, Precious Name, I Am Thine, More Love to Thee, Near the Cross, and Rescue the Perishing. I talked about three of those hymns on three different episodes of LifeSpring Hymn Stories, which, of course, I'll have links to on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E155. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, what a mighty God you are. There's nothing you cannot do, and your holiness cannot be matched. Yet you love us, and you've done everything possible to make it possible for us to know you and be close to you. Thank you for Jesus and the great sacrifice he made for us, and thank you for the closeness and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Lord, your love is so evident when we consider all that you've done for us. We worship you, we praise you, and we thank you. As we read through Proverbs over the next several weeks, please, Lord, help us to absorb the wisdom you've given us in that book. Help us to meditate on the truths we find in its pages and make them part of who we are. I thank you, Lord, for each member of the LifeSpring family. Bless them today, and may they know without a shadow of a doubt that you're with them. Help them to see the many ways that you're present in their lives, Lord, and that you love them in a very, very special way. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Send your prayer requests and praises in at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E155. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. And remember, I'm looking for someone to help me with the correction of the transcripts. I use a company that uses AI to do the transcript, and it's not 100%. They do a pretty good job, but if you look at the transcripts on the show notes page, you'll see that they're not perfect. I'm looking for somebody that's willing to donate the time to make them right. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. I'm Steve Webb. It was good to see you today. Bye.